Bay City Rollers featuring Les McEwen come to Bendigo's Capital Theatre tomorrow night. The man himself, Les, has joined me on the line. G'day, Les. How are you going?
Les McEwen on Gould, Central Victoria.
It's great to speak to you. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
So I know you did a national tour last year and you've come back, so things must have gone pretty well last time.
Yeah, before the end of the tour last year, the promotion company, Metropolis Touring, asked me if I'd like to come back. I said, absolutely would.
Of course.
So we signed up there and then on the dotted line.
So the show's obviously all the hits, but you've got some new material as well?
I have. I may or may not perform one or two of those. I really want it to be an upbeat memory kind of show, remembering the days when we were all a lot younger and having lots of fun chasing the rollers around the Australian cities and bringing back those memories. That's what I'm tasked to do on this tour.
So when you toured in the 70s, it would have been thousands of screaming girls.
Yeah.
Can you hear the band a bit better these days?
Oh, much better, yeah. The band's absolutely brilliant. We pride ourselves in trying to recreate the music from the actual records as close to we can to the actual records with all the harmonies. All the guys in the band are in their own bands as well. They've got their own little bands and they all sing lead vocals, so they've all got really good, strong voices, great harmonies. The Basic Rollers were known for those big harmonies, and of course the guitar sounds were very important, the drum sounds very important. So we take a lot of time to perfect that and try and recreate that as best we can so that everything adds to the flavour of being back in the 70s.
I know when you joined the band, they'd had a bit of success. How big did you think the band could be?
Well, they had, early 1971, they had a record, I think it went to number 9 in the English charts, called Keep On Dancing. Then they released loads and loads of records which flopped. And then that's the actual reason why their singer left, because he thought they were finished and they were a one-hit wonder. But they came to see me. I was in quite a popular band in Edinburgh at that time, a band called Threshold, because I'd already left school I was invited to leave school when I was 15. And that was great for me. So I joined the band and became a singer. I got very popular in and around Edinburgh, Glasgow. And the manager of the Basic Rollers and the guitarist, Eric Faulkner, came to see me and asked me if I would like to sing in their band. And, the wages were quite good, $20 a night. And also they had their own equipment, their own roadie, you know, and it was kind of like a professional band. So I thought I'd get my professional wings, if you know what I mean. So I joined them, and a few months later, our song, Remember, was climbing the charts in the UK. And then we got on Top of the Pops, and that was the biggest show in the UK, and that was it. It went zooming up the charts. Then we got another one called Summer Love Sensation, which went straight in at number 10. Then another one, Shang-A-Lang, went straight in at number 2. Then another one, All of Me Loves. It just kept happening. And we couldn't get to number 1 until the middle of 1975 with a great song called Bye Bye Baby. And that stayed in the charts for, I think it stayed at number 1 for 6 or 7 weeks. And that was us kind of established as a kind of like a number 1 band. Bye Bye Baby.
So things had exploded in the UK and we followed. Did you know how big you were in Australia when you were back in the UK?
We didn't actually realise exactly what was coming until we actually got here. And
yes.
Saw how crazy everyone was. It was great. It was really good fun. Don't forget, we were young guys ourselves. I mean, I was only 18, 19 maybe when I came to Australia. And I came from a working class place. I'd never even been out of Edinburgh before. I'd started flying all over the world. So it was all a big adventure for us, and it was really exciting everywhere we went.
I've been speaking to Les McEwen from the Bay City Rollers. The band hits Bendigo's Capital Theatre tomorrow night. Great to speak to you, Les. Look forward to seeing you in Bendigo tomorrow night.
Hey, thanks.